Did I say I was going to end it with that song? Maybe I did. I can't remember. I've just been in Canada. This is the deep south for me, and a bit confused, but I'm very glad to be here. I just wanted to, after the first list, which Glenn did, which was a great piece of work, I wanted to sing this quite short song, which is called Don't Be Afraid. It started off as we're talking about poems turning into songs and really being pretty much the same thing in my head. The first time I played this was midnight of the ceasefire, which happened when the Protestant paramilitaries gave up, the IRA gave up in 1994, it was in early October, I think. And that was the kind of CNN moment when it was all over. But when the second lot gave up, then we really knew that something was happening which couldn't ever have thought would happen in our lifetimes, and that both sides of the parliamentary struggle were giving up. And when the first ceasefire happened, somebody gave out an order to remove the helicopters from the skies of Belfast, because it only really took one or two or three helicopters above a city of 500,000 people to pretty much to affect every single person who was living in it, rich or poor, or however you lived. And the night of the first ceasefire, they stopped, and I wrote a sort of Zen poem called The Sound of No Helicopters, which is extremely short, and I put it under my pillow. It was a very incredible day that. And when the second ceasefire happened, we all went to, I was playing a gig by coincidence in the middle of the city, in a right downtown, very close to where they built the Titanic. And it was after which the Belfast shipbuilding industry went downhill very quickly. And I was playing a gig that night with a guy from Dublin, a friend of mine, and at midnight the poem turned into this song, and everybody held up candles, and it was a beautiful moment, which is kind of in one way or another been going on ever since. So this is called Don't Be Afraid. And in Atlanta, with your heritage, civil rights, I know it's deeply embedded in your soul as well. So this is Don't Be Afraid.